Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are live simulcasting now for the final 2 hours at PrisonPlanet.tv as we track the swine slash bird slash human flu that they're now reporting has killed 140 people. But when you look at what regular flus do, they kill far more than that in a week in Mexico during flu season, kills tens of thousands. So why is the media and the government hyping this so much? And we'll be recapping all that. In closing, I'm going to go to calls. Anything else important to add, Paul Watson?
Yeah, there's been a couple of times where we've caught the media putting out fake stories which hype this beyond what it really is. For example, there was a report that when Obama went to Mexico early last week, that he shook hands with a archaeologist called Felipe Solis Holguin, and the report was that this archaeologist then died the very day after from swine flu, and that's why there were all these fears about Obama. But it turns out that's fake, and that he died a week later on 23rd of April from a heart attack. But the big report initially was that, you know, he died from swine flu. It turned out to be completely fake. So there's a couple of things like that floating around. And yeah, I would agree with you. At the moment, it looks like it's being hyped up because you've got the WHO and the UN saying, you know, it's possible there'll be a pandemic. And then you look at the actual numbers of how many people are getting infected and how many are making full recoveries. You know, a third of those that were infected in Mexico have completely recovered already, according to what.
But if you look at the 1918 flu, that's how it started at first. So
yeah,
either they've released it and they know what it's going to mutate into because they've already, you know, done this in the lab, or they're not involved in a bioweapons release, but they've studied it and know it's got a potential to mutate into something even more deadly that's airborne, or they're just purely hyping it to sell more vaccines and more drugs that actually cause the virus to mutate and causes more problems. Or it could be just Mexico hyping it for their own political purposes. We need to, I guess, just have an article, Paul, if you can, with bullet points of what it could be and, you know, what the scenario is that we're looking at right now. But thank you so much, Paul Watson, at PrisonPlanet.com for your great reportage.
Thanks, Alex.
You bet. Okay, let's start going to your calls in this segment and right through quickly. Tom in Texas from the Genesis phones. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. How you doing today?
Good, sir.
Yeah, this is like Twilight Zone, man, I'm telling you. A couple things. Watching the media, they're reporting 40 cases in the U.S. now. 20 more cases in New York have been reported. That's Fox News. I just watch it to keep...
No, that CDC says 40 in the U.S.
Okay, and then the earthquake, 6.0 earthquake outside of Mexico City.
Yeah, I forgot to get to that. That is confirmed. Strong earthquake felt in Mexico City.
Okay, the main reason I'm calling today is being a concerned parent. I've got 3 kids in public school. I called the school to find out just what their procedures were if it were to hit our area. I live 40 miles north of Houston. And the secretary, the receptionist, and all the people in the office at the school had no idea. They never even heard of this swine flu, or like I like to call it, the NWO flu. But
I bet they know about American Idol.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure they do. But once I told her about it, she went on their school network and started reading reports on it, and they're close to you in Bexar and Gonzales counties. She says that they are asking people to voluntarily stay in their home, not to go to public gatherings. Sort of like a voluntary quarantine going on in those counties.
Yeah, and what this is great martial law training. Because under regular martial law, they tell you stay in your homes. In fact, guys, YouTube Jello Biafra, martial law song. Let's play that coming back. It's like, stay in your homes. Remain calm. The number one threat is freedom. All right, thank you so much, sir. Appreciate your call. More calls straight ahead from Nathan, Leo, Bill, Dominique, and many, many others on the other phone system when we return after this quick break. Love the different angles and pieces of intel to call us out.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
If you have over $10,000 in credit card debt, you need to hear this. Have you been watching the banks getting their bailout money and wondering where your relief is? The answer you're looking for is the Bailout Group. The Bailout Group has settled over $100 million in credit card debt for people just like you. The Bailout Group can help cut your debt by up to 60% of its original value, removing those high interest fees and rolling everything into one low monthly payment. And the best part? All GCN listeners qualify for a free 5-minute debt relief consultation. This is the system that credit card companies don't want you to know about. This is a fast, proven, and legal process for your credit card debt concerns. Call the Bailout Group now at 800-324-6554. That's 800-324-6554. Debt relief experts are standing by. You have nothing to lose except your credit card debt. Call 800-324-6554. 800-324-6554 today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
If you go to Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, you're going to see great articles, very informative, by Steve Watson, Paul Watson, Kurt Nemo, Aaron Dykes, and others. They give you the background of all of this, how they've staged flu outbreaks, how they've killed people with the vaccines, and then were forced to stop it in 76, how this stuff always pops up on military bases. This has definitely got the hand of the New World Order in it, and it's very serious. And, again, it could mutate into something very, very deadly. You've got the United Nations out running around saying this could be a global pandemic. You've got all their previous reports about how bird flu could kill billions of people. We're not saying that here. We're just reporting on what these guys are doing, and we're doing the best job we can to break it down. Let's blitz through phone calls. Let's pull up the in-studio calls. Let's go to some of those guys, then back to the Genesis calls. Let's go ahead and go to Matt in Texas. Matt, you're on the air. Welcome.
Thank you, Alex, for taking my call. It's a pleasure to talk to you. I just want to comment really on when I was watching, waiting to watch the press release for the CDC and Homeland Security release. We were watching Fox News, and pretty much, like, they just had a banner that said, "Don't worry, Baxter's making a vaccine," and they just kept it on the screen for, like, 2 minutes while they showed other video, and I'm just thinking, wow, you know, no mention of the avian flu scandal, you know, no, it's complete psych warfare. And then during the middle of the press release, at the end of the press release, I'm sorry, the reporter asked the head of Homeland Security if this was related to bioterrorism, and Fox News cut the audio, went back to the reporter who was just commenting and regurgitating the same stuff that Napolitano was saying. And then right after that, they butchered the 1970 facts, saying that there was one, the 1976 facts, saying that there was one death, no mention of the 40 million vaccines. You know, it's just complete psych warfare, and it makes me sick, you know.
Well, the history, if you actually get into the medical histories, thousands died. Officially, on Encyclopedia Britannica, it says a couple hundred deaths. They are just absolutely lying if they say one death. I mean, everybody remembers 76, how they were telling the whole nation you must be vaccinated, and then all these deaths occurred, and they had to recall it. Just like in 2002, they ordered 14,000 first responders. That's all the medical workers, all the police, all the firemen, all the county, city, state workers, federal, to take the shot, and the L.A. Times reported 99.9% said no. 4,000 said yes, and there were a bunch of deaths from those that did take it. So it's just incredible.
Guys, to end on with saying one thing, I was doing a little bit of research, and I came across the copy of the Rebuilding America's Defenses, and on page 60, on the bottom paragraph, or the whole paragraph talks about...
So we've got to condition the public through the media to accept the use of race-specific bioweapons.
Right, and it says, although it may take several decades for this process of transformation to unfold, the art of warfare on air, land, and sea will be vastly different and will include long-range missiles and perhaps the world of microbes. You know, so it just sounds a little suspicious.
Well, I mean, have you found the part in there about race-specific bioweapons?
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's there at the bottom there. It says, in advanced forms of biological warfare that can target specific genotypes may transform biological warfare from the realm of terror to a politically useful tool. I mean, that right there says it all.
And then Cheney and other speeches to elite groups called for its use. Even, in fact, I found the Austin American Statesman, normally a terrible newspaper, rebuked Cheney for that at the time before he was even president. Hey, guys, Vice President, Freudian slip there, Google PNAC race-specific bioweapons or PNAC, PNAC, race weapons, Dick Cheney. I want to show folks on screen at PrisonPlanet.tv the actual Austin American Statesman article, because they won't believe a PNAC document if we show them, but show them a newspaper, it'll, you know, the mainstream media says it. Thank you so much. I appreciate your call, Matt.
Thank
Great
you,
points.
Alex.
You bet. D.K. Wilson, you are on the air, D.K. Wilson, calling from Texas. Go ahead.
Yeah, hello, Alex. Yeah, I actually interviewed you at the Adolphus Hotel at the JFK conference, at the Lancer conference.
Cool.
You remember me. Yeah. I just got some news and some thoughts on this.
Oh, yeah, I remember
here.
You. We talked in the you interviewed
right.
Jim Mars, too. We talked in there, you know, in one of the reading areas out there in those big chairs.
Exactly. Yep. How you doing?
Good, man. Good to see you. You're wearing a head cap.
Yeah, bandana. Sure am. Yep. Sure was. Sure am. Yeah. A little news for you. Richard Besser of the CDC just gave a press conference and said that there is no existing vaccine for this flu. Okay. Then on MSNBC, they interviewed a doctor who said to take Tamiflu and there's something else called Relaflex, some other kind of flu virus. Everything seems to be conflicting right now. He said that the strain is much stronger in Mexico than it is here. Let's see, as Paul said and someone else said, there are 149 cases now allegedly in Mexico and 40 here. But while Besser was talking, MSNBC showed a map with two cases in Texas, and I just heard the worker earlier say that there were 20 in San Antonio.
Yeah, that's in the San Antonio
Express
News. Guys, punch up the Google map. There's a live Google map that they've got that is showing accurately what the latest reported cases are. Now, I don't know if the government's being accurate itself, but I'm saying this map has the most up-to-date with the latest numbers. Let's punch that up on PrisonPlanet.tv viewer screens right now. And you can go to PrisonPlanet.tv, folks, if you'd like to be able to see all of this and to become a member. Though I have been taking these reports and posting them for free up on Infowars.com. Not free for us. We've got to pay for the bandwidth, hence the membership. But there it is, the cases. And zoom in on Texas. Let's zoom in on Texas and see how many cases it's showing. They're showing... one in Fort Worth, one in Dallas, one in Garland. They're showing a whole bunch south of San Antonio, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. So this isn't up to date because as of Saturday, most of the cases were north of San Antonio.
Right.
So, because I live here. There's Austin right there on your screen. So they've got cases as far north as New Braunfels now and then out to the southeast there by Gonzales. So we'll continue to track that. But this is more up to date than some of the stuff we're seeing. Anything else?
Yes. Let's see. While worldwide they're passing out masks at airports, Besser said that masks will not help you at all. And he gave the thing about this little spiel about contact and sneeze, cover your mouth when you're sneezing, wash your hands, don't give those little kisses that you give other people. Basically, don't touch anybody. But
this is all part of training. As the government saves you, it gives you the medicine, it tells you what to do, it tells you to stay in your house. And I've predicted before they release real plagues over and over again, they'll have lots of scares and beta tests. And then Napolitano at OLM Security basically says, oh, this is a good practice run for us to get ready. And we think very soon we're going to be hit by the big one. I mean, that is very chilling.
Okay. The other medicine this doctor was talking about with Tanos was called Relenza. Okay. And on that 6.0 earthquake, there was one. Remember, there was just an earthquake in Acapulco on the 13th of this month as well. So 2 weeks later, there's another 6.0 earthquake in Mexico, outside of Mexico City. And it looks to me like, there's a lot of confusion, a lot of disparate news being spread around. Some people reporting that people are dying everywhere. People reporting that they're not dying everywhere. People are reporting to wear masks. This guy comes on television and says, don't wear masks. Okay, so it seems like in Mexico, if everybody remembers, in 1968, the revolution started in Mexico City with the student. The earthquakes happened right in Mexico, right outside of Mexico City. Now we have this flu thing, and everybody's basically home-ridden. And as you said, Alex, the government's failing there. And if there's a revolution that's going to start or some kind of mass protest, it's going to start with the students and with indigenous people kind of sweeping up behind them. That's on one tier. On another tier, it seems like there's a basic scare, worldwide scare, and just like you just said, kind of training, a build-up for something in the near future.
All right, thank you. Hey, good to hear from you. Plug the outfit you ride for.
Oh, hey, that's okay, Alex. No problem, man.
And you also do audio blogs, so tell folks about that.
Yeah, man. It's okay. I write a sports blog called Sports on My Mind. It's sports and culture and society and stuff like that. No big deal, though. Hey, thanks, Alex. I just wanted to report that to you, man.
All right. Thank you so much. Good to see you again. Good to hear from you again. I want to be clear. A lot of things the public isn't ready to accept, but if the Secretary of Defense said it and government documents show it, and I have stuff from the 1950s with the Australian and British government saying they had tsunami weapons that were classified that could cause tsunamis. But in 1997, in the April issue of the Army Times newspaper, it was a daily issue, it was in April, I want to say April 16th, Google Secretary of Defense William Cohen earthquake weapons. Let's put the Army Times on screen. Let's see how good my memory is. April 23rd. Oh, that's almost 2 days ago. 1997. Dude, Secretary of Defense William Cohen, earthquake weapons. And let's put that up on the screen. Let's see how good my memory is. April of 97. I know that. Let's see if I'm correct. Defense Link, transcript DOD, Defense Link, Department of Defense. What is the date on that? April 28th. That's tomorrow. But I thought he gave the speech on like the 23rd. Okay, well, my memory fails. See, that's weird. So I can't completely trust it. It's like it's almost always right on target. I remember in April. I remember exactly what he said about seismic earthquake weapons, and you can go read it at the Defense Link, army.mil. And that was 12 years ago. So there I am giving you something 12 years old with near precision, but I got the date wrong. This may be a Defense Link transcript from days later. I don't know why the 23rd comes to mind, but I may give it another speech then, too. That's the problem with data. It kind of all mixes together. That's why I got to be careful. But there you have it. Print that for me. I want to read about the earthquake weapons, weather weapons, which they now admit they have in there. And so, yeah. Big earthquakes in Mexico right as this is happening. A big 6-point plus. It gets crazier and crazier.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi. Summer's coming, and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Companies continue to lay off thousands of people. Unemployment is the highest it's been in over 30 years. Statistics prove that in a recession, crime rates go up. Everyone needs something for that extra edge to prevent becoming a victim in these difficult and trying times. You need to prepare yourself with DPS pepper spray, available at MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray in the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world. Need something more? The Scorpion stun gun is a great way to take down a potential attacker. Mr. Defense also carries the largest selection of air tasers, knives, self-defense keychains, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Mention this ad and receive 10% off of your order and a free self-defense keychain. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MrDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 for all of your self-defense needs today.
There's a gun and ammunition just inside the doorway. Use it only in emergency. Better you should pray to God, the Father and the Spirit will guide you and protect you. From
experts out there, even in mainstream media, talking about bird flu and analyzing it. We had her on for 45 minutes in the first hour. She's going to be popping in again from Mexico. She's in Monterey. First, they canceled their big medical conference that was already going on down there. Then they told them they, you know, basically have to be bussed out. If they don't take a plane today, they'll be bussed out tomorrow. I mean, so not only is the border wide open, they're making people go back. I mean, this is martial law. So Mexico is taking this very, very seriously. Why on earth, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, would they make you leave now? Give us the latest.
Well, they just downstairs, they just unfolded all of the conference materials, and everybody that had booths and everything are packing up all their stuff. And they made an announcement that if anybody who could not get a plane out today, that they had a bus. It's a 5-hour bus ride from Monterey, and they were going to take people across the border and take them to San Antonio today. They're really serious about people leaving. Now, nobody's like, you know, holding a gun to our heads and telling us that we have to leave, but there's such a sense of urgency amongst the Mexican officials here about getting us out of the country. It just makes me
Why?
A little suspicious.
Why?
About, I don't know. Maybe they really are going to close the borders and not let anybody back in or back out. So we've decided that maybe the prudent thing to do is to just go ahead and leave with everybody else, because we were going to stay here until Saturday. I mean, it's a beautiful place. We're going to enjoy the vacation time. But, you know, if they're serious enough about this, that if you can't get a plane out, they're going to bus you to San Antonio, which is about a 5-hour drive, that's taking this really serious.
Well, Dr. Tenpenny, this has been a big escalation just in the last hour and a half since you were on with us. Other thoughts on why they're so panicked?
You know, I'm really not sure. I mean, there's no, you know, it's called a Monterey Healthcare City. Is, you know, Monterey is a very large medical tourism center. It's one of the global places where people come to get healthcare. And that was the conference that I was here for, is for this Medical Tourism Association conference. And they have wonderful facilities that are 5-star that look every bit like the Cleveland Clinic or places in Cleveland, in the U.S. And they are the ones that are calling the shots. It's not the Medical Tourism Association, it's not the conference, it's not the hotel. They're the ones who are making a really big deal. And the gentleman who was up in front of the group this morning telling us that they were canceling the tours and then they were canceling the rest of the conference, he's in close contact apparently with officials from Mexico City. And he was saying that these were sort of their rules, because there were several people in the conference that said, hey, you know, we're here. Nobody's going to be able to get a flight out today. Can we at least do part of the conference? Maybe do it, some of it tomorrow. Can we, you know, have the conference from noon to midnight and get as much of it in? Nope, it's canceled. You can't be in this room. And now they're saying they're setting up buses for us to leave.
And now there's been a big 6-plus magnitude earthquake in Mexico City. This is getting weirder.
Oh, wow.
And weirder. Yeah, a strong earthquake felt in Mexico City. AP reports a strong earthquake struck central Mexico on Monday, swaying tall buildings in the capital and sending office workers into the streets. The 6.0 magnitude quake was centered near Chilpachingo. I'm sure I'm pronouncing that wrong. Chilpachingo, about 130 miles southwest of Mexico City, or 50 miles, 80 kilometers from the resort of Acapulco, according to the U.S. Geological Survey. So it's just really, when it rains, it pours down there.
I guess so, Alex. Well, I'm going to have to cut this short because I have to pack.
Okay, I know you've got to leave right now. I'm going to put you on hold, Doctor.
We're going to go over to San Antonio, probably spend the night there tonight. So I've got the number for your producer. Would you like me to give you a call in tomorrow morning?
Yes, 11:30 Central, and if you can't, we'll talk to you when you get back to your home. Thank you so much, Doctor.
You're welcome. Take care. Bye-bye.
All right. We'll see you tomorrow. Thank you. Yeah, she called us to let us know that she wouldn't be able to do the show tomorrow from Mexico, that she was going to be leaving. So I wanted you to hear that directly from her. Another eyewitness in Mexico as all of this goes on. She's in one of the northern territories there. Northern states. I know we have a lot of phone calls. Those are coming up. I want to recap some of the top news and talk to Dr. Deagle, another medical doctor. Get his other perspective. You know, you kind of heard from Tenpenny that this could be really bad, but probably isn't. We'll see what Dr. D has to say. And then we've got Steve Quayle coming up on the show, and that should also be informative. Different angles, different thoughts, your calls, my analysis, Paul Watson's take, all of us together, breaking this down. This is the GCN Radio Network. InfoWars.com is the site.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You already know that drinking pure, high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline, to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. 269-216-9767 today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
Federal agents, we are armed! What did you do with me? You are not thinking of me. Won't you stand up for truth? Or would you turn away too? And then what if you saw all of the things that's wrong? Would you stand tall and strong? Or would you turn it all away? What would you do with you? You are the things we do. Would you stand up for truth? Or would you turn away too? And then what if you saw all of the things that's wrong? Would you stand tall and strong? Or would you turn it away?
I see a message from the government. Like every day, I watch it and listen and call them all suckers. They wanted me about Osama or whatever. Picture me buying the scam, I said never. You ain't tuned to a hard truth, soldier spitting. I stay committed, give up, to die, I lose commission. It's all a part of fighting devil state mind control. And all about the battle for your body, mind, and soul. And now I'm hoping you don't close your mind so they shape you. Don't forget they made us slaves, gave us AIDS and raped us. Another push season mean another war for profit. All in secret so the public never seek to stop. The Illuminati, 666, all connected. Stole the votes, they control the race and take elections. It's the Skull and Bones Freemason Kill Committee. See the dragon get in every city.
What would you do with you?
What would you do with
you? You are the things we know. Would you stand up for truth? Or would you turn?
All right, we got Dr. Deagle on for about 10 minutes, and then I'm going to just bam, 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 go through your calls. And then Steve Quayle is coming up. And we'll have Dr. D back up throughout the week. He's a Genesis Talk Show host here. NutraMedical.com is the website. Another medical doctor. We'll give you his bio in a moment. Before we go any further, I want to encourage you to continue to support us, but also get materials that are great for waking other people up in your area, namely, Infowars.com, the online video and bookstore, Truth Rising, Terror Storm, Endgame, the Obama Deception. People are ready to see these films now. Get the DVDs, make copies, get them out to folks, or see them all in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. Oh, and do something else. Go back to Infowars.com, since you're on the shopping cart, the Yahoo shopping cart. Click on the top banner for the T-shirts. We got a bunch of other ones that we're getting made right now. They're about to be up there. Look at this. We got the Come and Take It shirt, a new design, with an AK-47. We've got the Socialism shirt with a gun to the hip. Click on the Live Free or Die one. That's the design on the front and the back's of BigInfoWars.com. A Minuteman. Click on the Minuteman himself, and it'll enlarge it. There you go. Live Free or Die. That is our best-selling shirt right now. And you can also show folks the Obama shirt, that white one down there, New World Order with the Obama symbol. Great way, folks. So it's not an offensive shirt. People say, what does that mean? And you can explain it to them. So, again, please go to Infowars.com and get the T-shirts. It's a great way to meet like-minded people when you go to these tea parties or in the Fed rallies, but not just there, to church or school or the coffee shop or the grocery store. You want to meet like-minded people, this is the way to do it, all at Infowars.com, or call toll-free 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. Really in-depth stuff. It's probably going to be shocking to hear what I haven't talked to Steve. We just called him this morning. My producer does. I said, call Steve. Let's get him on. And I don't know what his view on this bird flu situation, swine flu slash human flu, transgenic mutagen or whatever it is. So that's coming up. Again, I want to hear Dr. D's take on it as well. Now that I talked to him last night, but a lot's happened since we had him on at like 5:30 Central. Before we go any further, though, my solar backup, a lot of things can cut off your electrical power, hurricanes, snow, ice storms. Listeners should move towards getting off the grid, and here's a good way to do just that. A solar-powered generator is now available from our longtime sponsor, Solutions from Science. It's designed to provide 1,800 watts of power on demand in the event of any disaster or outage. You get an emergency power backup kit, which consists of the power source 1,800 power plant, a high-efficiency solar panel designed to provide endless electricity. It generates free electricity. Remember, too, that gas stations need gas, but in a blackout, gas pumps can't pump gas because they run on electricity. The solar generator is like having a silent power plant hidden in your home. It's the perfect emergency backup for troubled times. The government doesn't own the sun yet, folks, so make your move now. MySolarBackup.com. That's MySolarBackup, one word, MySolarBackup.com, or give them a call. 877-327-0365, 877-327-0365. And one more sponsor I wanted to tell you about that is making this radio show possible are the fine folks at eFoodsDirect.com. Clean, healthy, non-GMO, non-hybrid food. The lowest prices out there because of the biggest global foods company in the nation, so they pass those savings on to you. And just a fabulous, high-quality food from Utah, the folks that wrote the book on this. eFoodsDirect.com, eFoodsDirect.com, the letter E, FoodsDirect.com, or 800-409-5633. With all the things the New World Order is doing, with the history of criminality of the global elite and the things they do and the fact that they don't want you to have storable food or drink filtered water or own firearms. They want you dependent. They want you broke back. The great way to be self-sufficient is to get high-quality food at eFoodsDirect.com or 800-409-5633, 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com. Okay, I really want to hear, now that he's had more time to look at this, because nobody talks and writes about bird flu more than Dr. Deagle, who is a medical doctor. And if you go over his bio, it is lengthy. I think it's probably better, Dr. Deagle. Plus, I just had your bio here in front of me. There's so much going on. If you tell the listeners a little bit about yourself, because you particularly worked in a lot of these areas. In fact, I had known this. I'd heard it from another doctor. I was actually a biologist, but I didn't believe it. I believed him, but I just couldn't believe it. And then you were on the show about a year ago, and you said, yeah, look at how they make aspartame. It is a specially engineered bacteria's excrement is what aspartame is. And they feed toxic chemicals to the bacteria, the E. coli. And then it, so they feed a crap-eating bacteria chemicals, and then it defecates out, I hate to talk about this, but this is what the New World Order is into, a toxic chemical. And so this is a biological, and I'd heard this and read this and didn't believe it. Then I Googled that day a year ago, aspartame manufacturing process. Do that right now. This is a side issue. And it was exactly, with photos and videos, what Deagle said he saw 20 years ago at a factory when he was getting a tour of a vaccine facility. I think he said he worked there. I forget. And separate from the vaccine facility, on another back 40, was their huge aspartame facility, and it was black sludge. Well, folks, you can go online and look at the black sludge. I mean, just give you an example of how crazy it is. Since 1981, when they approved this, you are eating E. coli crap. That is aspartame, now in over 10,000 products. Dr. D, you want to tell folks briefly about that and then your bio?
Yeah, I'll try to be the bio real brief. My background before I went into medicine in the 70s was I was trained in infectious disease and worked under a bioweaponeer, Dr. Robert Brown. In 1997, I spoke at Human Life International in Zurich, Switzerland, on the Super Soldier program, which they tried to recruit me at UCLA in 1978. I turned them down. And I also spoke against fetal tissue transplantation, which was projects going on all across America from Boulder to U of Texas, etc. And after my talk, they gave me a plunked down in front of me a foot of documents about three projects. The first two projects were the plasmid, genetically engineered tetanus vaccine, was to create antibodies to cause first trimester abortions, primarily to reduce the population by causing a spontaneous miscarriage in women. The second project was a special virus project, which they also tried to recruit me in 1974 to go to Uganda for the CIA and finish my PhD in virology. I turned them down. This project was a mycobacteria, which is carrying an RNA retrovirus. The virus is, in fact, genetically made from at least three different retroviruses, including Visna, the feline leukemia virus, and also green monkey virus. These are weapons that were originally conceived by the Nazis in the 1930s and completed by our government, by the CDC, et cetera. But the most scary project...
Let me just stop you for a moment. For those that don't know, and this sounds ridiculous, I'm trying to recruit him. That's who the CIA recruits, is doctors, is scientists, because these are professionals that have proven they can follow orders and carry out complex procedures. My dad is a dentist and oral surgeon. And they tried to recruit him and a bunch of other Dallas top of their class oral surgeons to be part of and we were going to have to move to Maryland. And it was double the money. He said no. I remember the conversations around the table when I was like 10 years old. And they came back a year later. And all he would tell them is it was cybernetics because he knew how to implant things in bone. So for those that don't know, the military industrial complex hits up what I would say, probably a third of your specialized doctors and people.
Yeah, and they look for people that have a bent toward doing research. So a lot of doctors, only maybe 5% really like to do research. The rest of them just want to go off and do procedures and have a practice. But anyway,
my whole point is this is widespread.
Oh yeah, this is standard. This is not an unusual thing. This is standard to call through, and just like the Rhodes Scholarship, they put 300 Rhodes Scholars through every year. 10% when they do their psychological testing are a little bit psychotic. They're kind of strange. They'll do things no matter what, and they get a carte blanche. Now the third project was the most scary of all, and this was a project where they told me all the details. That they were actually going to exhume whalers from 1918 pandemic in the permafrost, and they're going to take a gene bioengine with a supercomputer and rebuild the 1918 swine flu. That flu, by the way, also was a byproduct of a bioweapons project's vaccine project that was a typhus vaccine that they passed through pigs in Kansas. And it therefore had pig flu and human flu. And I went over the genetics letter by DNA letter with Dr. Henry L. Nyman 3 years ago.
And by the way, they now admit that they have, with the Human Genome Project, rebuilt that flu. And I remember 12, 13 years ago when this was first breaking in the late 90s, that it was rumored they were going to rebuild it. Now they admit they have, but quote, for research.
Yeah, and these are all in public documents now. I had it 1997, March 6th, given to me by these scientists and doctors who smuggled the documents out of the World Health Organization. They were going to take this, and then they were going to add avian genes and insert it into the bird population in Asia. And then they were going to later, quote, cause the release of bridging viruses that would allow it to jump into humans and other animals. That's just happened. Now, whether this wave is the big one, I don't know. But I can tell you what Napolitano is telling us, that watch out for the next wave. There's almost certainly at least two sub-strains. The one in America is not very lethal. It's like a bad flu. But the one in Mexico City, if there's hundreds dead or even 100 dead out of, say, 2,000, that's a pretty high lethality rate. And we're talking.
Is that
about,
because it's been there longer and mutated into a worse?
Well, it could be several reasons. Like,
or is it because they're sick down there and aren't healthy?
Well, when you're unhealthy, you see, you have more free radicals in your body, or if you're exposed to toxins, like Dr. Tenpenny said, if you want to take a virus and you want to make that virus mutate and become more aggressive, you can insert it into an animal and actually inject the animal with toxins or poisons, and it'll actually make that virus more aggressive and it'll make it mutate faster. So what's probably happening is a simple process of recombination. We know that they inserted the H5N1, and there's specific genes. So when the genetics come out, there's a gene deletion on the PB2 gene that makes it completely bypass interleukin 4 in all mammals. So there's no warning system at all. It's even worse than the 1918.
So it gets through the defenses of the body, and I want you to get back into that in the time we've got before Steve Quayle comes up. But the key here is every doctor I've talked to on and off air is saying, and they'll especially say off-air, on-air they say it's suspicious, off-air they say, no way, the way this virus is set up with pig, human, and bird, this thing is designer.
Yeah, I can visualize in my mind that they had a lab truck spraying it around Mexico City or the favelas around it, the slums, where you have sickened and weak populations. But the fact is that now the bird populations in all continents now have these lethal genes. It's going to bridge from birds, say, to cattle, humans, pigs, God knows what. And this is the first of many waves. And in the steamship age, it took months for the next wave to happen. My grandmother lost a brother and a sister, and the little sister died due to the swine flu in 1918. The brother was so upset by his sister, he went to hug her in her coffin, and the next week they buried him. So I have a personal reason. The primary reason why I got into radio to get the truth out, besides civil defense for issues like nuclear war, etc., the primary number one reason were these documents I was given 12 years ago to warn people. When they keep telling you that there's going to be an avian flu pandemic, and a lot of doctors didn't believe it, I had the inside documents, I had the genetics, I had the background infectious disease. They were doing everything they can to create it. It wouldn't happen spontaneously. They now have released the bridging virus, which is this new super hybrid. And future waves, if this is not the big one, are going to come, and they're going to come quickly.
Now, normally they say a virus peaks in about 90 days, but I mean, they all vary.
Yeah, it all depends on the genetics. You see, this is going to recombine. It's this strain. The one in America seems to be relatively mild. We don't have anybody dead. But in Mexico City, and as it changes and recombines, it can recombine very quickly.
But how do we know that it's not the same virus? It's just that they're...
We don't know because they won't release the data. They never release the data.
Well, they are acting very secretive, and I've had call after call on and off air from Mexico where they say 70% of the people they know are sick. You go to the hospital, people are vomiting everywhere, blood coming out their noses. And this is similar to what we saw in 1918.
Right. Where it causes a hemorrhagic diastasis. It causes a cytokine storm. And if it's bad enough, the stronger your immune system, more deadly it is. So that's why people need to pay attention. It's not just how bad this is now. It's that the virus is then going to get into other animals, dogs, cats, birds, and as it recombines there, because it has the receptor binding domain to get back to humans, we now have a returning vector system where it can get into cattle, it can get into people's pets. We already have a pandemic where birds all over the world, I have reports from game wardens in British Columbia, from Washington State, from Oregon.
Pigs are dying all over the United States.
Exactly.
In mass. So that's
exactly.
In the mainstream news.
Right, so now we have the proof that there is a pandemic in birds, there's now a pandemic in pigs, and the likelihood is that when this recombines in future waves, and they've done this because their plan is, and they were told me this in these documents, these physicians gave me these documents, said this is to reduce the world population by at least 2 billion. Okay? They are doing everything. They're behind schedule. All of the public documents you
and
put
they
in
use
your
their stage. They use their stage terror attacks of 9/11
right.
to put the control grid in to tell you it's for brown-skinned guys in caves. And then now they admit, oh, this Homeland Security's for you, the gun owners.
Right.
You're the number one threat in veterans. So they need us to be straitjacketed and to be listed as the enemies.
Yeah.
So when they move with a mass plague, we stand down.
Exactly. And their whole idea is the statement by Kissinger just a few weeks ago was that the American public will be disarmed by September because they plan on waves between now and September that'll be sufficient, that'll be basically, we'll protect you if you'll pass in your guns and come to our civil detention camps. Oh. And right now, the strain is supposedly sensitive to oseltamivir or Tamiflu, which, of course, Mr. Satan himself has shares in it, Rumsfeld. But the fact is that this is going to require resistance extremely fast within days. So it's useless. Vaccines will be useless. This will continue to mutate and change. The only thing is self-quarantine at home and, of course, a whole series of nutraceuticals, and they can check with me on that. But there are things that will block it. The government could have installed a system called Aeroclave, which was developed with Homeland Security, but they haven't done it to actually clear all aircraft. They could have had a biohazard Center for Disease Control.
Do mask help? Because we confirmed.
Yes, you need a nanomask. You need a nanoparticle mask. Regular droplet masks that the doctors and nurses have won't do anything. That's why it didn't stop the coronavirus or SARS. This is going to be a really big mess because the doctors are not trained how to do infectious control properly, and they will have casualties.
But even a regular mask reduces some. I mean, it'll block a larger...
Because
the virus will be within a...
Yeah, exactly.
Say,
it's going to block some, but you want to
All right. Thank you, Dr. Yeah. Deagle. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA, unless you trust the government. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Acola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Acola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
Remember this folder from a few weeks ago? Mass graves. We'll talk about this with Steve Quayle coming up in the next hour. You know, you're not going to hear a full spectrum analysis from every angle, every view. You're really getting a truly diverse analysis. You're going to hear that on mainstream news. They're just dumbing it down, trying to fearmonger. tell you a bunch of Tamiflu is going to save you, and all it does is accelerate the mutations of the virus to a more deadly strain. So I would ask everybody to keep spreading the word. If you're listening to us on AM and FM right now, tell people at red lights, hey, tune into this station. Or on the internet, tell your friends and family, tune in on the free streams at Infowars.com. If you want to hear any of what we've just covered in the last 2 hours, 55 minutes, the whole four-hour show will be posted a little bit after the show today at Infowars.com. You click on the listen button, takes you to the listen page. There's the free podcast. Just copy that little bit of code, that link into your MP3 iPod device, whatever. Folks are putting these all over the web, posting everywhere. We appreciate that on the BitTorrents because we're really not fear-mongering one-tenth of the mainstream media. I mean, this is scary. By the very nature of reporting it, it conjures up scary fears because the flu's killed hundreds of millions of people in the last century, 40 million of those just in 1 year in 1918. And we know the globalists are a bunch of eugenicists and are very, very dangerous, have a history of this, so we got to watch them. We know they've been gearing up for martial law and global takeover and to bring in the North American Union out of a flu or smallpox outbreak. So there's a lot going on here. But we're trying to get people to be calm and to not buy into all the hype. It looks like this is all just hype. But if it does mutate into something, Katie, bar the door. Let's go to calls over here on this phone system. Oh, wait, you pulled up the manufacturing process of aspartame there. See, it says the fermentation process. It's a nice way of putting it. With the E. coli, and then they feed them the toxic waste, literally. They feed them chemicals. And then the E. coli, genetically engineered E. coli, to be able to eat the chemicals, they then put out what you think is so sweet and delicious. Absolutely incredible. They call it the seed tank, provides an ideal environment for growing more bacteria. It is filled with things bacteria need to thrive, including warm water, carbohydrate foods, and it goes on and on and on. You tell people that and they just don't believe it. If you're watching on PrisonPlanet.tv, you can see it. Let's go to Nicolette in Ohio. Nicolette, thank you for holding.
I had a couple of questions. The first one, have you heard about what's going on up here in Ohio and the little FEMA exercise with First Energy on the 29th?
There's a lot of FEMA takeover drills. Just turn your radio off for me, please. Echo.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
Ma'am, you there?
Yes, I'm still here.
Oh, okay, go ahead and tell me about the particular drill.
Okay, this particular drill starts on Wednesday up here, and it's through First Energy. They have 4.5 million customers here in Ohio, and they've suggested that their employees go to this this training drill, and it's on the JimmyOnTheSpot.com. It's actually on your Prison Planet forum. It's just this large article about what's going to be happening up here.
Yeah, and, I actually have a FEMA drill document with nationwide drive-through injectors, and Walmart's doing drills where you drive through and and you go, thank you. Tell you what, stay there. Can you hold some more, Nicolette?
Sure.
Because I'm going to bring Steve Quayle up, but we'll take calls while Steve is on with us. From Nicolette, Sherry, Dave, Carter, George, you've been holding this long. Why not stay? Nathan, Leo, Bill, Dominique, JD. I got two different phone systems here, and we'll see if I can get to these calls. All right, we continue to go onward through the fog. Steve Quayle, straight ahead. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.